It's time to interface at IYFWrestling.com. Here's Joey LaRocque.
This is The Interface. You're at IYFWrestling.com, and I am Joey LaRocque joining you once again here. And the big bombshell announcement that's been dropped at this website, Tommy Dreamer is coming to Cold Snap January 11th in Boston Spa, New York. A huge announcement made here at this website on Facebook, on Twitter, all around social media. Who will Tommy Dreamer be stepping in the ring with at Cold Snap? A lot of speculation going on about this one. Could it be a singles match, tag match, three-way, four-way, eight-man tag? Who knows? The fact is, Dreamer will be there, and it's going to be great to see him in action. You know, this comes off Season 7 Exit Wounds, when we had Justin Credible, former ECW World Champion, and that same evening that Justin Credible competed as part of Season 7 Exit Wounds, he made it down to the House of Hardcore show in Poughkeepsie, New York. House of Hardcore is the promotion, of course, owned and operated by Tommy Dreamer, and we understand that Justin Credible was there talking about IYFW, making a lot of people there known about it, and Tommy Dreamer said, I want to see it myself, I want to be there the next time they have a show, and the offices made the contact, and now he will be there January 11th, so definitely looking forward to seeing the Innovator of Violence in action at Cold Snap. And of course, there's other matches that's been announced as well. We've got the In Your Face Wrestling Tag Team Champions, the Savage Wolves, against former champions Team RPG. Big opportunity for Team RPG. If they can get a victory in a non-title match January 11th, they will, no pun intended, rocket their way right back up to tag title contention. A big opportunity for them. And also, the first IYFW New Breed title defense of Jamar Justice against the Shaft, Bobby Ocean. And did you see the video? Did you see the video posted at this website? The reaction from Jamar when Secretary Ivana Leach dropped the name of Bobby Ocean as his challenger? The look on Jamar's face was priceless. It told the story, definitely, that he was not expecting that. Maybe he thought he was going to be taking on Liam McFerrin in a rematch, possibly taking on New Breed Division up-and-coming contender Elite Terrell, but not the Shaft. Big opportunity for Bobby Ocean going after the New Breed title, but hey, you can also say it's a big opportunity for Jamar Justice. It's the first title defense of his first singles title on the first show of 2014 for IYFW. But Jamar says no pressure. He's going to prove why he feels he is the future of IYFW. And of course, the In Your Face Wrestling Championship on the line. The newly crowned champion, the Pillar Roman Dominguez, fresh off his knockout victory over the mighty Franz Roddy, defends the title against three-time tag team champion, first co-holder of the tag team titles, the Northern Stud. You know, a lot of people feel that the Northern Stud is well overdue a shot at the IYFW Championship. I gotta say, I agree with that sentiment. He definitely deserves that shot, and he'll have a big opportunity taking on Roman Dominguez January 11th. Well, those are matches we know about. I've got another match that's just been made official for January 11th. On that night, you're going to see, well, I guess you'd call it an In Your Face Wrestling Academy graduation match, because you'll see a man who has gone through the training of the IYFW Academy. He's been a ring announcer, referee. He's even contributed here to the Interface. Mr. Lance Madwell will have his very first professional wrestling match January 11th at Cold Snap. He'll be taking on fellow IYFW Academy graduate Elite Terrell. Should be a great match between those two, so definitely come on out to Boston Spa January 11th and be there to witness Mr. Lance Madwell live his dream of becoming a professional wrestler. All right, did I get all that stuff out of the way? All right, can I talk about the bad stuff? Okay, listen up, folks, because I got something serious I want to talk about. Now, you're going to notice the timbre of my voice is going to change a bit, because this is really serious stuff. And it concerns something that happened at Season 7 Exit Wounds, something that's happening behind the scenes. You know, that night, November 9th, 2013, we witnessed something for the first time. For the first time, we saw the termination, the public firing of an IYFW star. I am, of course, referring to the modern-day marquee, Guillaume de Sade. He was fired for flagrantly violating IYFW policies, specifically the one about wrestlers intentionally attacking officials. Secretary Ivana Leach fired him on the spot. Well, not 48 hours after that show was over, the Millennium Millionaire Scott Scarsdale's crack team of attorneys was in contact with IYFW's legal department. Why are they doing this, you may ask? Scott Scarsdale, if you can believe this, is trying to use his influence, i.e. his bank account, to get IYFW to change the policy. See, the policy was before that if a referee was assaulted by a wrestler intentionally, that wrestler could be fined or suspended. But back in the summer of excitement around 2012, it was an epidemic. It was happening all the time. Something had to be done. And a special rider was added to the policy that a wrestler could also be fired. Scarsdale is trying to get that writer eliminated. He's trying to get the policy changed. Now, it doesn't matter he's trying to change a policy. I mean, it's not going to bring back Guillaume Desaad. That's over and done with. He's long gone history. But what kind of precedent would it set if Scott Scarsdale could influence IYFW to change the rules, to bend them in the way he prefers it? Do you understand what I'm saying here, folks? I don't like it. I don't think it's fair. I don't think it should take place. And you know what? I am calling on you. I am calling on all IYFW fans to come to Boston Spa January 11th, be there at Cold Snap, and exercise your First Amendment rights. You got rights to free speech. You know what I say? Protest it. Protest Scott Scarsdale. Make sure that he knows that you're not going to stand for it. Now, let me tell you something, folks. IYFW, the management of this company, they listen to you a lot more than you may think. If you come there and you protest, hell, we could have some kind of petition at the front door you could sign. I don't care what it takes. But as long as you voice your opinion and make sure your voice is heard, I guarantee you, Scott Scarsdale will not be able to have the rules change in his favor. Because like I said, what would happen if he doesn't like another rule that comes down the line? Will he use more money just to change them, to change it to the way he wants it? That's not fair. That's not the way we should be. The only way I think it's going to happen, folks, is you got to be there January 11th in Boston Spa at the BACC. Let IYFW know you are not going to stand for it. All right. I'm done. Okay? Yeah, I know. Sorry, my producer's yelling at me. I know. I'm done. On to better things. On to happier things. The holiday season is around the corner. Is that better? Okay. Yes, the holiday season is around the corner. We all know it. We're all looking forward to it. I definitely am. And what better thing could you get that wrestling fan in your family than IYFW merchandise? We've got t-shirts. We've got a plethora of DVDs. Did I say plethora? Yes, I said plethora. A lot of DVDs. We got a lot of DVDs, folks, that you can pick up. You can get copies of. We've got Memories, Moments of Mayhem from 2012 with Fit Finley, Val Venus, and Lanny Poffo in action. M3Con from this past March with Shelton Benjamin, Nunzio, the Boogeyman, and all kinds of other great action featuring all your favorite IYFW stars. And plus, just recently released on the merchandise page of this website is May the 4th Be With You, IYFW's celebration of Star Wars Day. Who else is going to do this? What other promotion is going to put on a Star Wars-themed wrestling show? Nobody else is going to do it. We're going to give the fans what they want. You know, there's got to be a sci-fi fan, a wrestling fan in your family. Get them a copy of May the 4th Be With You. That's one-stop shopping. Two for the price of one. You take care of everybody in one shot. And that's what IYFW is all about. And you know, there's some TV promotions out there that don't like to call themselves wrestling, even though that's what they are. And they have live events too, but the tickets they charge you, come on, it costs an arm and a leg to see these guys. IYFW, $10. That's it. $10. Alexander Hamilton, right out of your pocket. Boom, you got a ticket and you're watching professional wrestling. You get more bang for your buck. You get it all. And for $5 extra, you can sit in the front row. Can the big time companies say that? No, they can't. And besides, you see them on TV for free anyway. Why would you pay the ticket? It's a waste of money. Come bring it to IYFW. Support IYFW. Support the Boston Area Community Center. Support them by buying their concessions. Support IYFW by buying the merchandise. You know, those big name promotions, they don't need it. They're doing fine with their stockholders taking care of them, you know? And besides, you see them on TV all the time. You know who's going to be there. Besides all the programming that you got, you see them over and over again. It gets repetitious. It gets boring. It gets predictable. IYFW, not the case. Definitely not boring and definitely not predictable, because now with Tommy Dreamer going to be there in January, title matches, opportunities, drama, excitement, action, characters, everything that a professional wrestling fan is always looking for is right there in IYFW. It is there for you to see at the Boston Area Community Center. And hey, IYFW only comes around every 6 to 8 weeks. Every time you come out, it's a special time to see the stars of IYFW. So come on out January 11th, get your tickets for that show. And hey, you know what? Maybe some things could happen at January 11th that's going to lead to March 15th. Maybe I won't tell you about them. Maybe I'm going to force you to be there January 11th so you can find out for yourself. Yeah, of course, we'll let you know about it at this website eventually, but the way you're going to find out right away is to be there live January 11th. Be there and find out what's going on before your friends know about it. It's a very simple way to do it, folks. Maybe I'll tell you about it. Maybe I won't. But I am going to tell you one thing right now. Within the next week, maybe even longer than that, at this website, we're going to get an announcement of the first name that has been signed for M3Con, Memories, Moments of Mayhem, March 15th in Boston Spa, New York. You know, IYFW pulls out all the stops for this show, and the first name will be announced very soon at this website. So, one more time, I can't stress it enough. Boston Area Community Center in Boston Spa, New York, January 11th for Cold Snap. What's Tommy Dreamer going to be doing that night? What will be the result of the Newbury title match, the IYFW title match? Will Team RPG get that opportunity? What about Lance Madwell living his dream? Don't you want to be there to see that? All kinds of great stuff happening that night. It's going to be a great night of action. I definitely want to see you there. All right, I think I've spoken enough here. Before I get in even more trouble, I probably am, I better cut it off here. Coming soon to this website, another video taken after Season 7 Exit Wounds featuring Northern Fury and a former management figurehead of this company who is not too happy with the progress, and I use that term loosely, of Northern Fury. Plus, a lot more talk about Cold Snap, M3 Con, and very soon coming to this website, my favorite edition of the interface, it's the Year in Review of 2013. For iWebWrestling.com and the interface, this is Joey LaRock. Yeah, I'm serious. I'm definitely serious.